Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gen to N. It's still the 10th of September and I'm sitting in a very sunny garden eating ice cream. And here's Henry. Say hello. No, he doesn't want to say hello. He wants to eat his ice cream. Yeah, suddenly it turned out to be a very, very hot day, hasn't it, Henry? He's nodding. Yeah, it's not a single cloud in the sky. And there's Amelia, also with ice cream. Hello, Amelia.
Hello. What I always do is before I take the paper, all of the paper off, I take the paper off, look at the bottom and see if it's leaking like Mummy's is.
And yeah, then, I was going to say, I lost the bottom.
And if it is leaking, then I keep the paper on. And if it's not, I can just take it off and then it's like a normal
That's
ice cream.
Very good advice, Amelia. Yeah, I think I lost the bottom. I lost my bottom. Don't we have a book about that, Henry?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, yeah.
What? No. Lost your bottom? I've just noticed that I've got not ice cream,
no,
I've got
chocolate.
No, that's
what I'm going to do the same thing as Amelia said.
Yeah, Nobot. The story about the robot where he loses his bottom.
It's a very funny story, isn't it? It's very hot, isn't it? I can really feel the sun burning on my cheek.
And also, and then at the end he said...
Not a bottom
And
cheek.
Then he left his arm at the park.
Mm-hmm. Ah, you've given the ending away now.
No.
We can always come back and read it next year.
It's called a Nobot book.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Nobot book.
That's right.
We'll always read it next
year. I'm not a robot, I'm a Nobot. And you're not a robot or a Nobot. And you're definitely not a Nobot because you've got a bot right there.
Oh, I found red ant.
And can you stop sticking it at us because it's really rude?
Nah.
What?
He wasn't.
Don't elbow me.
He wasn't. Anyway, it's just really nice after the very, very chilly start to the new school year.
Mine's melting.
It's gone all hot today. But you were just telling me, Amelia, how it was really foggy this morning, weren't you?
I woke up before 7 and don't worry, I went back to sleep again after. I looked out the window and by the railway.
Amelia to go back to sleep if she wakes up.
Next to the railway. So long, that it was just completely fog. I couldn't see the rest of the fields directing over there. Couldn't see those fields. It was just
wow. When I got up, that was all gone.
And then I went back to bed.
It's looking pretty clear already.
And then I woke up again. I was like, whoa, it's much clearer now.
Yeah, we just had some moisture on the windows, so I knew it was cold overnight. And it was cold in the house in the morning, wasn't it?
And also in a little.
But that's because the plumber was there yesterday, and I think he said something about turning my thermostat down. I should have checked. Should have turned it back up. Turned it down too much, didn't he?
And then at school we have this little bottle thing that we did in year 3, and we leave it overnight. And it's got stones in, and it's really for how if it's been raining, and it's been raining the last 2 nights because it was full of water. Yeah, it was full up to the top.
Oh wow!
Well, yesterday it was
I never
full
noticed.
Up. Today it was full at the top, and yesterday it was halfway.
Wow!
So it always rains.
It was such a beautiful summer's day, even though it. Yeah, I don't know. If it wasn't for the sun, the air is still fairly chilly, though. But look, bees are having a field day over there in the lavender.
Lavender day, more like.
Very good.
Oh, do you remember the time I picked some of the
And that's Henry again!
Hello, Henry.
Hello, Henry.
Henry again.
I see you've grown a brown moustache all the way around your mouth. And
what a goatee, yeah.
So as I was saying, we have lots of herbs in our plant. And remember, I took
in our garden.
In our garden. So we took the herbs out of some of the herbs out, and I put them in envelopes and wrote on the envelopes what herb they were, and I took them into school
for show and tell. Yeah.
Yeah.
Henry, you're going to be doing show and tell again. Aren't you? Every week, I think. It's Henry, Thursday.
What are you doing?
He's licking.
It's going, and then he gets more ice cream.
Don't worry, Amelia. Don't worry. Look, he's managed as much as you have. Don't worry, it's not a competition. So yeah, show and tell. What are you going to take for your next show and tell, Amy? Something to think about. Yeah, and the builders have told me I need to make a path through my herbs. He said to me, I can take it down for you. And I said, no.
What?
I cut my own herbs. Thank you very much.
Take the herbs away.
He just wants, we're going to have a path through there while he's doing the steps.
Maybe you can make it easier to climb up that big tree there in our garden, and then you can make a little
path. Yeah, very funny. I'm not climbing that.
What? Well, I've tried, but the stalks aren't.
Henry, be careful. It's a long way down there now.
I've tried, but,
Now I'm going to cut the coriander back. Look, that needs cutting back anyway. Do you know which one the coriander is?
The blue one? The blue one with the yellow flowers?
Yes, the one with the yellow flowers. Uh-huh. Very good. And what do you call the purple one next to it?
Mint, my favourite.
Who?
Mint.
Not the purple one.
No, this one's mint.
No, that's sage.
Ah! Okay, that one I was calling
that one. Yep, that's coriander. Okay. Yeah. That's lavender.
Not lavender.
And then the little one in front of the sage. What's that one called?
This red leaf one.
No, that's not a herb. That's an acer.
This one?
No, the little one. Oh yeah, what's the big one called? What's that one called?
No
idea. That's rosemary.
Is this a herb?
Yes.
That's
thyme. I think so.
Mommy,
that must be that mint.
Bumble bees get that. And normal bees don't get that nectar. Only bumble.
And then what's the one in front of the coriander, Amelia? The one with the really long. That looks a bit like grass.
Huh?
There, in front of the coriander, between the coriander and the sage.
Huh?
No, left a bit. No, no, it's actually right in front of them, Amelia. No, that is actually grass. Right a bit. That one in between, that little one. What's that called? Okay. I'll come over. This one there, what's that one? Chives. That's chives. That's thyme. There, that little one there.
Thyme. Oh, cool. Yep. It'll take us to the future.
No, it's spelt differently.
Past?
It can't.
Oh. I managed before like you.
Yeah, and then we've got some mint down there, and then we've got some, what's the other one? Some kind of, it smells a bit like lemon. Forgotten what it's called. And, ooh, and what's that one called? I always forget. Ooh, that's flowering still. Yeah, there's another one. I can't remember. Nope, it's gone. It'll come back to me. Yeah, the rosemary does very well in this soil. Oh, I was impressed when she was here.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Always, yeah. Always never comes to our house.
Yeah, she's been here before.
Don't say Orma.
Orma never comes to our house. Well, she went to the other house we were at. They had two big rosemary bushes. Oh, hello. Oh, Henry's singing.
Look, I'm a unicorn. I'm a unicorn.
I'm a unicorn. You have ice cream on your forehead.
This is my party hat. See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't
Yeah, I'm going to have to wash hair at this stage.
I know. If I was an ice cream lady, I'd get
As you can see, we're having lots of fun.
I'd get a fresh comb, so, and then...
Speak to you later.
And why is there rubbish on the grass?
Because I put it there and I got up. Don't worry, I'll take it.
I'm going to get a fresh comb, and